You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
91, the asset manager that is the largest asset manager on the African continent by assets under management, even larger than the PIC that we know, just shy of 3 trillion rands in assets under management, gave us their update for the half year ended September 2024, their start to the new financial year. I have the privilege of speaking to the 91 founder and CEO, Hendrik du Toit, to take a look at that company's performance over the last 6 months and get a sense of how they're feeling going into the second half of the year. Well, many good evening. Lovely to speak to you as always. Last year, you and I caught up. Assets under management were down 8%. This year, they're starting the year off 3% up compared to the last period. How are you feeling in the first half of the year?
Jimmy, good day and nice to talk to you again. It's better. I think the world is starting to improve, but we're still struggling on the flow side, on the new business side, internationally and around the world, because investors have been very risk averse and been keeping their cash in bank accounts, money market accounts, and bonds. But with the markets doing better, that helps our revenues, and we're starting to see a pipeline of new business, which is exciting. So I'm definitely smiling more, and the sun is shining in London today. So,
well, Manny, you mentioned the outflows and the flows just being a bit of a tricky situation. When we look at those net outflows, 23% increase in outflows between this 6 months and the 6 months starting the previous financial year. Net outflows north of £5.3 billion. Any concerns there? I mean, obviously part of it is natural cycle, but you don't want all of that.
Yeah. No, of course. We need to be positive in. I think there was a whole lot of, in our case, and we're at the end of that, where investors have really just not brought the, you know, we've got a structural outflow from an asset management book, it's pensions of people, etc. And the outflow rates were basically stable since 22, when we had our last big inflow year, and the inflows dropped off when interest rates increased in the developed world. Interest rates were near zero. People seek, in most of the portfolio we supply is risk assets, emerging market equities, public equities, which are risky. People were going for it, and then literally the flows just fell down to a much lower level. That is now, I think the last 6 months was probably the crescendo of that. And we're now seeing across the industry, and specifically where people compete with us, we're starting to see a turnaround, and we've also felt a better pipeline. But this was a 6 months not to remember, and you know, we were fortunate that the markets are higher, and therefore actually our revenues were protected. You know, we're benefiting from higher markets and losing on the flow side, and I think this year I hope we can turn that around. We definitely feel confident that things are better looking ahead, but you know, no guarantees in this business. It's a competitive business, and it has been a challenging period for us.
When you and I caught up last year and we were reflecting on just the outlook, actually it was earlier this year, we were reflecting on the outlook and the Government of National Unity, you mentioned that you were still quite concerned about emerging markets and whether or not they would be able to keep pace with what's happening around the world. Are you still feeling that way, especially taking into account all the developments that have been happening in the likes of China and South Africa?
Jimmy, I think if you look at the last 6 months, emerging markets have performed, including our South African market, exceptionally well. And in fact, we have in the equity markets done better than even the U.S. Since the presidential election, the U.S. has had a very strong run fueled by a South African called Elon Musk and his friend Donald Trump. But emerging markets have actually, the asset price movements have started to recover and look a lot better than even a year ago. I think the emerging economies are uncertain because of the feared tariff policies or trade protection policies that the United States is considering to impose. And I think that we need to get clarity and certainty. And clearly the U.S. is putting the squeeze on China in order to slow down the eventual you know, reality that China will probably overtake the US as the largest economy. So that's where we are. But there are investment opportunities across markets. And what we've seen in markets is that performance has broadened. It's not anymore just the big Magnificent Seven or US tech that are doing things, even US small caps. UK has actually started doing better, and so has the emerging market complex. So actually we're in much more interesting markets for an active manager than we were a year ago.
Speaking of the UK, there were some inflation numbers that came out of the UK and South Africa today. And looking at the UK not doing so well on the inflation side, coming in at 2.3%, inflation rising from 1.7%, but the exact opposite happening in South Africa. Is that something that has you concerned as an asset manager that kind of plays in both those demographics or both those geographies?
I think the South Africa is a very well run monetary policy, and the governor has been conservative, and he's now getting the space to be more flexible on interest rates. In the UK, we must see whether this is a trend or not. I mean, they had much lower inflation number, recently. So I think in both economies, I'm not particularly concerned about the inflation. I think we. The real concern is if the US imposes tariff policies which are not that well thought through, they're going to fuel inflation there, and that will have implications for world markets. So I think this is not, the biggest story in markets, particularly not one number.
Well, Manny, I want to look at some developments from the 91 family before we wrap up the conversation. Big, big, big news announced with today's numbers. That Sanlam agreement, a long-term agreement. Take us through what's happening there. Take us through the rationale behind that agreement and what you hope to achieve.
So, Jimmy, clearly, most large financial institutions in South Africa are clients of 91s. We serve them in areas where they want investment access or investment expertise. And in the case of Sanlam, which we had a very large relationship with, they decided that they want to focus on what they do best, which is insurance and other things. And active asset management wasn't something that they wanted to continue doing. They had a conversation with us, and because of the scale of the opportunity, we said, well, let's craft interesting win-win deals for both parties. In our case, we receive a very large amount of money, 400 billion to run and actually, in effect, acquire their active investment management businesses. They take shares in us, which means they're long-term committed, and their future flows, in future, they will give us we will be their primary active manager, which means we have preferred status in their distribution, and therefore we can access a market that we don't normally sell 91 product to, which is their savings clients and their insurance clients. And we also get some support from the insurance company to accelerate the growth of some of our international credit strategies, which is incredibly valuable in this day and age and in this world. And we have a very good and demanding partner to work with. But it is essentially an agreement rather than it doesn't change the independence of 91. It doesn't change we just have a shareholder with a real interest supporting us on the business front, who has given or sent 400 billion our way, of which a significant portion is international assets.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting second half to the year and potentially for the next couple of years. We wish you the best of luck in the next half of the year. We look forward to catching up at the end of the year. It's certainly going to be a lot to reflect on, and I think there's going to be a lot more moving parts that are going to take effect between now and the next time we speak. But until that next time does come around, thank you so much for the time and for the insights. That was Hendrik du Toit, who is the founder and CEO of 91, joining us to take a look at their first half of the year's performance, as well as what the second half of the year could shape up to look like.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app. and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.